1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Russia launching its first drone strike on Kyiv in nearly 2 weeks, with Ukraine saying it was unsuccessful, claiming that all the drones were detected and shot down. Meanwhile, Ukraine's counteroffensive appears to be showing signs of progress, but Ukrainian officials and U.S. officials say gains will be hard-fought and slow to come by.
Ukrainian commanders here say that this part of the counteroffensive is about wearing down Russian troops, and they say that, crucially, Ukraine has still not engaged the majority of its own forces for the counteroffensive.
That's ABC's Patrick Reivel. Authorities in Washington, D.C. looking for a suspect who they say threw explosives into multiple stores in the city's northeast. No one was hurt. The Israeli military sending a large-scale raid into a stronghold of militants in the occupied West Bank early Monday. Officials say 3 Palestinians killed. The search continues for suspects in a mass shooting in Baltimore early Sunday. 2 people killed and 28 wounded. A motive for the shooting not known. This is ABC News. A new industry cropping up in Japan. Experts who will help you quit your job. ABC's Chuck Sievertson says it's a reaction to Japan's culture where loyalty is valued and giving notice can be stressful.
Last year, advising 13,000 people on how to resign from their jobs, a Tokyo company, TRK, that charges the equivalent of 208 American bucks. It says many Japanese stay in jobs even when unhappy, feeling as if they're sacrificing their lives for greater good. The Japanese word for that being kamikaze. In many cases, bosses use pressure if they're shorthanded and sometimes refuse to let a worker leave. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A tornado that struck near a town in the Canadian province of Alberta wrecked homes and killed livestock, but caused no serious injuries, according to officials. Authorities say the twister was between a half mile and a mile wide and struck about 140 miles south of Edmonton. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different. You probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup.
That's awesome!
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Mankrut. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. This summer, things are heating up on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Mark